Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 29th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. First up is a new report from KGI securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, which casts doubt on the possibility of an iPhone SE 2 coming this year. Kuo questions the authenticity of recent rumors that claim the iPhone SE 2 could feature a glass back and offer wireless charging like the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10. The argument is Apple has been too busy with a difficult iPhone 10 development cycle and later than expected launch, so no resources could have been put on the iPhone SE 2 changes. The firm does concede that it's possible a new iPhone SE 2 could debut in the fall with a faster chip that offers smoother performance on iOS 12, but KGI admits no such device has been on its radar. KGI Securities largely relies on supply chain activity out of Asia for its reports. Most recently, Digitimes claimed that the iPhone SE 2 could see a May or June debut. We'll see. In Mac news, a new report from Bloomberg detailing Apple's chip development progress includes a new tidbit that says Apple is developing three new Macs with custom coprocessors included. Apple currently ships two Macs with custom coprocessors, the MacBook Pro with Touch Bar line, and the recently launched iMac Pro. In the MacBook Pro family, the T1 chip is used to manage the Touch Bar and Touch ID, while the T2 chip in the iMac Pro secures the operating system with Secure Boot and manages several hardware components. Bloomberg adds that new iPad Pros will debut later this year, which raises the possibility of Apple skipping a chip generation for high-end iPads as newer chips are introduced with iPhones released in the fall. In the CarPlay space, WhatsApp has become the first third-party messaging app to support the infotainment system. Apple added support for messaging and calling apps in iOS 10 over a year ago, but apps like Skype and Facebook Messenger haven't added CarPlay support yet. The feature allows you to receive and respond to WhatsApp messages safely while driving by using voice and an optimized interface on in-car screens. And following the first weekend of HomePod sales, Apple's smart speaker is still available to order in both space gray and white, with orders arriving on launch day, February 9th. Apple reportedly ordered 1 million units according to recent supply chain reports, but HomePod is only available to purchase in the US, UK, and Australia, which is a smaller market than most product launches. HomePods are also being ordered without being publicly demoed, of course, which is likely a factor for a lot of potential customers. Apple bought loads of ad space for both HomePod and iPhone 10 during the Grammys on Sunday, but at least one review has questioned the $349 price tag based on claims of a distinct lack of range, although that contradicts a lot of reviews based on listening sessions so far. Another point of confusion for a lot of potential customers is what all can HomePod do when it comes to music playback? We know HomePod will work with Apple Music, and we recently learned that iTunes purchases will also work. And now it appears iTunes Match will also work, although this information isn't coming out of Apple in the clearest way, like on Apple's website. At any rate, we're now just 11 days from HomePod arriving to customers when we'll be able to learn a lot more about its features and limitations. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.